Last summer, my family and I spent a day at the happiest place on earth, in Florida. It is also the most expensive place on earth, so we could only afford to be happy for one day. While in the park, the requirement that you must be this tall for this or that ride became an occasional issue because some of my children are not yet this tall. Exiled to the kiddie rides or to the little kiddies' table at the big family gatherings, that's where the big people put you to get you out of the way while they are about important adult things. And I certainly approve of that for reasons of safety or to avoid having to hear too much about "That's So Raven" while I'm trying to eat. So I have a certain measure of sympathy for the disciples in shooing away the children. But with 20/20 hindsight, of course, we shake our heads in disgust at the ignorant disciples who rebuke those who are bringing children to Jesus that he might even just touch them. But even we relegate children to the kiddies' rides or the kids' table when serious adult Jesus is about. Dirty, noisy kids. Because Jesus is serious business and this is serious talk, and we are serious adults. How great that Jesus doesn't care about the rule that little ones don't count, aren't important. They aren't inferior, or for that matter, superior. They are simply children. Of course, over at the grown-ups table, the very important Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus with serious matters of divorce and marriage. Jesus, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Yes? Well, then Jesus has too low a view of marriage, and he is soft on divorce. No? Then Jesus is at odds with God and his man Moses and that wonderfully simple certificate of divorce. You get the idea. When you set this trap for Jesus, you will likely have missed the starting point, like the Pharisees did, that God doesn't want husbands and wives to divorce anyway. He created us just so for each other, a woman for a man. Marriage is a great and marvelous gift, though very hard, and a picture of an even greater gift, the greatest gift and kindness of God, this very Son, this very Jesus, being tested. Divorce happens, one flesh torn back into two pieces, and even where it is valid, it is still a tragedy with real people, real children. Just ask any of them. Now, when Jesus begins a sentence with the words, "Because of the hardness of your heart," you know that he's talking about more than just marriage and divorce. He's talking about all of us in every condition of life. And so bristle and get ready to take offense if you want, but he is not going to brush off his design and his law and sin as easily as we rush to do. What God has joined together, let not man separate, he says, joining it together and settling it. But this isn't just about divorce. Divorce is just one popular outcome of a far deeper problem, the hardness of your hearts. Whether you are married or divorced or single or a child, sin separates me from my wife, who I love more than I love you, and sin separates me from all my other neighbors as well, and so God. This is not how it should be for me with God, but because of the hardness of my heart, this is how I am soiling myself through life. But as it was in the beginning, so it is now. The eternal Son left his Father to cleave and be joined to his creatures by his holy incarnation, by his birth at Bethlehem, bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. The God who made us male and female in the beginning was himself made man for us and for our salvation. And listen to him, for what he who came from the Father, came down from heaven, born of Mary, Virgin Mother, says about the dirty, soiled, unruly little children here, he is saying to you, come to me, though he has really come to us. With him, there is no profiling. There is no exclusion. You don't have to be this tall or this reasonable age or this good, because his compassion for little children is compassion for sinners. Let these children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. What an astounding word. Defies my experience and feelings and good common sense of who should be allowed to enter the kingdom of God with me. So read it when you baptize an infant, and read it when you baptize a really, really old person, and people scratch their heads at how unfitting this gospel is. But Jesus will have his way, converting them to himself. The jaded old sinner will have what the little baby is given. What God demands they have, he must give. A baby faith, repentant, humble, trusting, unpretentious, and unpresumptuous. For to such belongs his kingdom. Baby faith that cleaves to the divine baptizer and his forgiveness and rescue from death and the devil. Let man not separate any of this that God has joined together. But of course he does. Whoever does not believe is condemned. Unbelief is that terrible separation. But what has God joined? He has joined husband and wife and God to man. He has joined your sins to his Son and his righteousness to you. He has joined his Son to a cross to give you a kingdom for children. For truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter it. He would have you a little child even if you are old. He must make it so, and he will do it as a gift, as a mercy, creating in the beginning and again at the font, and create in me a clean heart, O God, today. He takes you in his arms and he blesses you. He lays his hands on you. Beloved little children, baptized. Amen.